Counter rhythm as a composition tool, advanced drum and bass in Ableton Live. Let's go. In this lesson, we're treating counter rhythm like an actual writing tool, not just a cute drum programming trick. The idea is simple, but the results feel high level. One layer tells the listener what the grid is and another layer argues with it. Not by beating messy, but by beating intentional. That's how you get that rolling, tense, alive drum and bass feeling without just stacking more sounds and hoping it turns into energy. Counter rhythm is energy, because it creates forward pull. We're going to build a loopable 16-bar section at 174 BPM with a clean two-step backbone, a counter rhythm percussion layer that drives the roll, a bass part that answers the drums instead of mirroring them, and then some arrangement moves so the counter rhythm evolves like a story. All right, open Ableton and let's lock the session in. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Then go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch. Turn Warp on Auto and turn Create Fades on Clip Edges on. That second one is sneaky important if you're slicing breaks later, because it reduces clicks when you chop audio. Now create three groups so you can think like a producer instead of drowning in tracks. A drums group, a bass group, and a music/effects group. Cool. Step 1. Build a clean home grid. This is your reference groove. If the listener can't feel the main rhythm, your counter rhythm won't sound clever. It'll just sound confusing. Make a drum rock with a core kit. Program a classic two-step starter. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Keep it tight for now. Resist the temptation to add groove immediately. And on your drums group bus, we'll do a simple glue chain. Add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2:1. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not smash the drums. It's make them speak together. Add saturator in soft sine mode, drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on, and then EQ 8, and if your kit feels boxy, a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Now you've got the grid. This is the truth of the track. Everything else can bend around it. Step 2 is choosing the role of your counter rhythm. There are a few big archetypes. You can imply triplets against a straight grid, you can do offbeat 16th displacement, or you can do an answer phrase, like call and response. Today we'll mostly do offbeat 16th displacement, with just a tiny hint of triplet flavor later as a teaser. That's very DNB friendly, especially for rollers. Step 3. Add the counter rhythm percussion layer. This is your engine of roll. Create a new MIDI track, load a drum rack, or just a simpler with a hat one shot, whatever you like. Pick three sounds. A closed hat for the bed, a rim or woodblock type transient for the counter hits, and optionally a shaker or a Foley tick if you want extra texture. Here's the pattern concept for one bar on a 16-step grid. First, hats on 8ths, so they hit on steps 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15. That's your anchor up top. The listener hears that and goes, okay, I know where I am. Then the rim or tick hits on off positions that intentionally avoid the snare. Put them on steps 4, 10, 12, and 16. Now, teacher note. Don't think of this as random syncopation. Think of it as a conversation. The snare is making strong statements on 2 and 4. Your rim is replying in the cracks. Make it feel intentional with velocity. Make step 10 the main accent, like the hook. Step 12 medium. Steps 4 and 16 lighter. That one recurring accent is what makes weird rhythms feel like music instead of a mistake. Now microtiming, but do it in a controlled way. Counter rhythm isn't only where the notes land, it's how they lean. Start by selecting only the counter hits, meaning the rim or break replies or bass stabs, not the anchor hats. Try using track delay first. Give that rim track, say, plus 8 milliseconds of track delay. Now you've made a consistent laid-back feel without manually nudging everything into chaos. Then, if one or two hits feel too late, pull just those slightly earlier by a couple milliseconds. The workflow stays editable and repeatable. Keep your hats mostly quantized. The hats are your reference. Your rim is your instigator. Processing on the percussion track. EQ 8 with a high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's sharp, notch a bit around 6 to 9 kHz. Add auto pan for subtle movement. Rate 1/8 or 1/4. Amount 15 to 25%. Phase 180 degrees. And a drum bus with gentle drive, like 5 to 15%, boom off. You want glue and attitude, not low end from the tops. Quick sound design side note, counter rhythms often fail because the tails blur the groove. If your rim tick is smearing, put a gate on it with a tight release so it stays percussive and doesn't wash into the snare. Step 4. Counter rhythm bass that does not mirror the kick. This is where it becomes composition. your bass becomes a rhythmic character. Create a bass track with Waveatable or Operator. Start simple, one note, the root, no fancy chord movement yet. In Waveatable, pick a smooth source, even basic shapes leaning sine-ish. Low pass filter, LP24, and give nth to a moderate amount to the filter, maybe 20 to 40, so it speaks a little on each hit. Rhythm concept. The sub carries weight through the bar, but the mid-bass stabs speak in the gaps. And crucially, do not always stab on 1 and 3. Let the kick own those, so you can do a long sustained sub note for the whole bar, or long notes that overlap. Then write mid-bass stabs around the same off 16th spots as your rim. Step 4, 10, 12, 16 is a great starting point. Now, to make this mix like a pro, split your bass into two layers if you can. One track or chain is sub, pure sine or triangle, long notes, mono, minimal movement. The other is mid stab, filtered, distorted, short decay. This is the talking layer. Then sidechain only the mid stab to the kick, not the entire bass. That way your low end doesn't wobble in volume, but the rhythmic syllables stay out of the kick's way. If you keep it on one track, you can still sidechain the whole thing. Compressor, sidechain from kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Fast attack around 1 to 3 ms, release 60 to 120 ms. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction depending on how busy your stabs are. Add EQ if it's muddy around 200 to 350 HE. Add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and add auto filter for motion, maybe a tiny envelope amount, and if you want a pulse, a gentle LFO at 1/8 with low amount. Keep it subtle. The rhythm is the star, not a constant wobble. Advanced compositional move. Duplicate your bass MIDI clip so you have clip A for bars 1 to 8 and clip B for bars 9 to 16. In clip B, rotate the stab positions by 2 or 3 16th notes. Same sound, same notes, but the rhythm shifts. That's development, that's arrangement, that's this track is going somewhere. Step 5. Counter rhythm conversations using breaks. To lock this into jungle and DNB identity, bring in a break layer. Drop in an amen style break or any tight break. Set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and keep envelope low, like 0 to 20. Then slice it. Right click the clip, slice to new MIDI track. Choose slice to drum rack. Now the key technique, break is a reply, not as wallpaper. Don't run the break full time. Use short phrases to answer the snare, fill the gaps between snare hits, or do end of bar pickups that pull you into the next bar. Think of it like a drummer doing little commentary lines around a solid backbeat. On the break bus, add drum bus for a bit of drive and transient. Optional redux for grit, lightly, because it's easy to overdo. Add Q8 high pass around 120 to 200 HC so the break doesn't compete with your sub. Utility to manage width, like 80 to 120%, and always check mono compatibility. And a critical mix note. Don't let your snare, rim, and break slice all fight in the same transient range. If everything is clicking in the 2 to 6 kHz zone, it turns into sand. Decide who owns the snap. Usually snare is primary crack. Rim is a narrower, quieter click. Band limited. Break replies are character and texture, but kept out of the snare's way. Step 6. Arrangement. We're going to make counter rhythm evolve over 16 bars. Here's a clean structure. Bars 1 to 4. Only the core two-step and minimal hats. Establish the grid. Let the listener lock in. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in your counter percussion, rim and tick, and any sync hi ideas. Now the roll begins. Bars 9 to 12. Introduce bass stabs and use that rotated rhythm variation. This is where the groove starts feeling like it's pulling forward. Bars 13 to 16. Add break replies, and then a short turnaround fill into the next section. Automation ideas. On the percussion track, put an auto filter, and slowly open the cutoff from about 6 kHz to 12 kHz across bars 5 to 8. That creates lift without adding new notes. On the bass, increase saturator drive by 1 or 2 dB by bar 13, so the energy rises. On the break replies, put reverb send only on the last slice of bar 16. Give it a tail that spills into the transition. That's a very composed move, because it implies phrase ending. Use stock tools like utility for quick mutes or mono drops. Auto filter for classic sweep moves. Reverb, short plate for single hits, longer tail only at section ends. Delay, ping-pong low feedback for question and answer moments. Now, an extra coach concept that upgrades everything. Think in phase, not just placement. A counter rhythm gets really powerful when it cycles in a different length than the bar. For example, make a rim motif that loops every 5 16th notes or 7 16th notes, while your hats remain steady on ATHS. In Ableton, you can do this by putting the rim in its own MIDI clip, unlinking the loop length from the bar, and setting the loop to 7/16 or 5/16. Now it drifts. The relationship shifts every bar without you writing new notes. That's advanced, and it sounds expensive when done right. But keep the rule, only one element should be the main counter rhythm leader at a time. If your rim is drifting, don't also make your bass super syncopated and your break running full time. Pick the main arger, and let the other elements support. Step 7. Make it musical using tension and release via density. More counter hits equals more tension. Fewer hits equals release. And you can alternate which element is arguing. Sometimes percussion leads, bass supports. Sometimes bass leads, percussion simplifies. Try a logic switch every two bars without rewriting everything. First two bars, normal rim accents. Next two bars, same notes, different accent pattern. Next two bars, remove one hit, create negative space. Next two bars, add a single pickup, like one break slice or a tiny triplet tease right before the phrase turns. That's arrangement control. It keeps complexity readable. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the classic traps. First, everything syncopated means nothing feels syncopated. If kick, snare, hats, bass, and break are all fighting, the groove collapses. Pick your anchor and pick your arger. Second, no anchor. If your hats are also weird and your snare is masked, the listener can't feel the grid. Keep something straightforward. Third, over-quantizing microtiming. The feel is part of the rhythm. Use tiny nudges or track delay and be consistent. Fourth, bass stabs colliding with snare transients. If a stab lands on the snare, it can soften the snare. Move it, filter it, shorten its attack click, or sidechain more. Fifth, ignoring phrase length. If your counter rhythm repeats every one bar forever, it becomes predictable. Think two-bar or four-bar logic, and consider phase drift motifs like 5/16 or 7/16. Now a quick mini practice exercise you can do in 15 minutes. Make a one-bar two-step loop. Kick on 1 and 3. Snare on 2 and 4. Add a percussion sound and write two counter rhythms. One version is off 16 THS displacement. Another version is a triplet pickup, just one or two triplet hits, not a full triplet grid. Duplicate to 8 bars. This audio version is shortened for playback.